This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Stinking Truth.
We'll get to our moneymaker picks here in a second, but just some of the big matchups this weekend. San Francisco, Buffalo. At some point, Stink, do we have to look at what's going on with San Francisco, and it's not just simply about the injuries? Something else is happening here?
Yeah, you know, they lost guys in free agency. They lost guys to injuries. But the thing about San Francisco that's always been interesting is their ability to scheme up explosives. So an explosive defined as a 20-plus yard pass play and a 10 to 12-plus yard run play. And, you know, when you talk to defensive coordinators around the league, they'll tell you that every explosive is equal to about 3 points. So you put an explosive drive together in a game, that's any explosive play in a drive, you're going to come away with at least 3 points, okay? That's kind of how it works. You look at San Francisco, man, you used to be able to count on that offense producing 7, 8, 9 explosives based upon the way they run the ball and all their play action stuff off that run game. They were able to put up 7, 8, 9 a game. Every game you could count on it. And this is what's hard to do. It is hard to put a drive together that's 8 plays, 9 plays, 10 plays, 11 plays and scores a touchdown. I mean, it's really hard to put 8, 9, 10 play drives together without shooting yourself in the foot. And, man, Christian McCaffrey's been back, what, 2, 3 games? I have yet to see him have an explosive run. Maybe he has one. I didn't see it. But, I there's no they're not doing anything on the offensive side of the ball that I'm like, oh, man, what a great design off that particular run. And look at this. And then I thought there was going to be kind of a package with Jordan Mason and Christian McCaffrey in the same backfield together that was going to be dynamic and da-da-da-da-da, and that hasn't happened. And then it was like, well, when Christian McCaffrey comes back, you know, it's going to fix their red zone woes. They haven't been able to score in the red zone. Well, last week they scored, 2 weeks ago they scored 17 points against Seattle. Last week they scored 10 points in Green Bay. Like, you're going to go play Buffalo in Buffalo. It's in Buffalo, right? I mean, I would just say, I know they're one game out of first place in that division. Stick a fork in the 49ers. They are done.
Wow. Just, okay.
They're what, in that division, they're 1-3 in their own division. They're not going to win a tiebreaker. The only way you're going to win is to win that division, even though you're one game out. I just don't think you're going to win. I think they're done, Mike.
Meanwhile, Buffalo. Josh Allen, is he your leading MVP candidate right now?
Boy, if you look at his stats, they're all 14th, 15th, you know, 12th. Like, all his stats are that. Like, listen, you know I've been campaigning against quarterbacks pretty much my whole life.
Yes.
I hate those guys, right?
Hate them.
I just hate, you know, they're just so, all the attention. Oh, look at me. And Josh has done an unbelievable job. Don't get me wrong. But come on, Saquon Barkley is your MVP. Can we just stop making everything? Can we stop making the Heisman and the MVP a quarterback award? Okay, so here's what we did. Hey, we're going to make it a quarterback award, so let's create the Offensive Player of the Year award that we don't give to a quarterback. Well, give that to a quarterback too. What the hell? Why wouldn't we? I mean, I'm just so sick of it. Like, is it the MVP? Like, honestly, what about Tua? If the Miami Dolphins go on a run, and the MVP is most valuable player. It's not the best player. It's the most valuable player. They couldn't sniff first downs when Tua was out. Guess what? Tua comes back, and all of a sudden, we're talking about them making a potential playoff run. Now, they got to go to Green Bay and win in the cold. That's not something that Miami does well, but we'll see. Yeah, here's the other thing that I was just shot down on my breakfast ball show the other day, and it kind of pissed me off. What about Tua for comeback player of the year?
Sure.
But they're like, no, it's year over year. You can't have it within the year. Dude, he suffered his 19th concussion, right? People were saying he's got to retire. The NFL's got to shut him down. He should never play again. And, like, he's got him on a run right now. He's got him on a little bit of a heater.
Well, look at the bright side. I think we're going to get a Heisman Trophy winner that will be a non-quarterback in Travis Hunter from Colorado. That'd so maybe we'll get a non, maybe we'll get a non-quarterback MVP in the NFL and Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, once every 20 years is not too much to ask. I think the last MVP was, what, Adrian Peterson in like 2012, right? That's almost 20 years, isn't it? Closer.
Sure, sure.
Crying out loud. Why? Let's not let math get in the way. It's never stopped us before.
Never has. Never has before. Hey, let's get to our moneymaker picks. We both went 2-1 last week, so maintain the status quo. You still got a solid lead over me, but I still have time. I still have time.
How much time do you have? You're going to have to go like 3-0 in every – I mean, maybe this Lloyd Christmas sweater that you're wearing is going to help you out in your picks. Okay, so here's my moneymaker picks. Now, right now, you're a 19-17, Mike.
Okay.
No blood was drawn because we both went 2-1 last week. You're 19-17, where I am 23-12-1.
Oof. Okay, that's a big number in the vaunted loss column right there.
That is a big number in the loss column right there.
It's a big number.
But
okay.
Let's start off. I'm going to build on Seattle's defense, what they were able to do. Leonard Williams back to the Jets where he got a start in his career. I like Seattle giving up 2 to the Jets. I like them to win by at least a field goal. The Eagles going on the road to the Ravens, two really good football teams built very similarly. The Eagles getting 3 points against the Ravens. I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to take the 3 points. And then my last one, it's going to be a Thanksgiving Day miracle. Detroit, the Bears. There used to be a time, as you mentioned, when we started this podcast that nobody wanted to watch Detroit football. They all want to watch it now. I think Detroit giving up 10. I'm just kidding. They keep winning by 18 every game. I'm going to keep picking Detroit. Detroit, I'll give the 10 over the Bears.
I'm going to stay in the AFC North. I do believe that Pittsburgh's unraveling is going to begin here. I think we saw the first signs of it last week. I'm going to
Is that your Russ hate coming up right there?
Moi?
Yeah.
Moi, me?
Yeah.
Come on now.
You always try to pin it on me, but I can tell the secret Russ hate that's going on.
Hey, this is strictly professional right here. Strictly professional. Right. No personal vendettas whatsoever. I'm going to take Cincinnati minus the 3 against the Steelers. I'm going to take the Rams to bounce back against New Orleans, minus 2.5 on the road. I'll take the Rams. And then I'm going to continue to ride these Denver Broncos. They've got some really good mojo going right now. They're at home, Monday Night Football, underneath the lights in Mile High. So I'm going to take Denver minus the 5.5 over Cleveland.
I love it. I love it. I looked at that game very, very hard. It took a hard, deep dive into that game, and I wanted to pick it, but I was just like, no, I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Detroit. All right, for everybody involved, man, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Have a blessed holiday season. For Mike, you enjoy yourself up there. Are you going to go skiing, Mike?
Yes, skiing is on the docket for sure. Absolutely.
Do you have a pair of those furry boots on as well with that Lloyd Christmas sweater you got on?
Yeah, I got my Sorels on right now, yeah. My Uggs. I got my Tom Brady winter Uggs on.
Oh, that's nice. And that hat is a size, what, 9.25? What is
it's
that?
It's actually
hat?
A big dumb hat. For anybody else, it'd be a big dumb hat. For me, it's just a hat.